Hello. Welcome to Freelance Writers Live. My name is Carrie Daniels, and I'd like to welcome you. This is just a little bit of a teaser for my upcoming podcast. I just wanted to take a moment to introduce myself. I've been a freelance writer for a couple months shy of 10 years. I got started probably not in the most ideal way. There was absolutely no preparation at all. I had lost my job after, I was going through a pretty nasty divorce with a very abusive husband, ex-husband. And he kept coming to my work, harassing me, and of course they let me go. So, about a month passed by. I had to move a couple of times because he kept finding me. I was scared to get a job anyplace else. So I was at the library one day on the computer. I didn't even have a computer at this time. And I was researching jobs you could do online. Saw that you could actually do some writing. Well, I've wanted to be a writer since I was 9 years old. So I was extremely excited. But of course, I didn't have a computer. So I was like, well, you know, let me give it a shot. So I found this, one of those, like, bidding websites. At that time, it was called Odesk. I think it's now called Upwork. I put in a few bids after making a profile and writing up a couple of quick samples. I went home. Came back the next morning, and I had a couple clients that had contacted me for work. So the first couple of weeks, that's what I did every day. I went to the library. Of course, except on Sunday when it was closed, but I had enough to get myself a computer at a pawn shop for $100. Old dinosaur, it still had Windows 98 on it. And even 10 years ago, that's pretty old. But still, I was able to make enough money to get home to my hometown and get away from that bad situation. But I took my freelance writing with me, and I've done it for 10 years, and I have not looked back. And really, I don't think I could go back to working a regular 9-to-5 job. Is it completely, like, always rainbows and lollipops? No. There are days that I just want to bash my head into the wall. But it's still, I cannot imagine myself doing anything else. And 10 years later, freelance writing jobs have advanced astronomically. It's a lot easier to find work. You're actually able to find, you know, decent paying jobs and or gigs, as we call in the industry. And my goal is to help other people start who want to make a decent living at home. I mean, you have to work your butt off, but make a decent living or even just to get a little bit of spare change. I came up with the idea of Freelance Writer's Life because I've had people ask me. But I think that they think that it's just, you can just work, you know, a couple hours and you'll make a ton of money. No, there's a lot of misconceptions. There's a lot of myths about it. And I just wanted to clear those up and also walk people step by step through the process and also teach them like the differences between the internet and say college term papers. There is a huge difference. So I'm working on my blog. It's going to be freelancewriterslife.com, which August 1st is the projected launch date. So in a few minutes after this little commercial break, I'm going to go over a little bit of my goals, and not only for the podcast, but off the blog and things that I have coming up. Okay, welcome back. Okay, like I said before our little break, I'm just going to go over a couple of my, some of my goals and plans for the podcast, the blog, and some other projects that I have going on. First, for the podcast, I plan on having a weekly episode. At this point in time, I'll have two segments. The first segment, I'm going to give, well, not a detailed minute by minute, but a little bit of explanation of my daily life. things that have happened the past week, like the little things, like little trials or frustrations, and also small celebrations, just to give you an insight into what the freelance writer's life entails. This is how it helps people, especially those who are interested in becoming a freelance writer, to know what actually goes on during the day. In the second part, I'll be presenting a post from my blog, Freelance Writer's Life, not just reading it, but also going in a little bit more detail. The blog will be live on the 1st. I'm also going to have a free introductory course on becoming a freelance writer, just to kind of go over what freelance writing is or is not, the projection of the job market, and some other things to go along with it. I'm also going to have planning a full major, like, month-long course that's not just, you read the lessons, but it's going to be in-depth, intensive. I'll be with my students every step of the way. So I've got a lot on my plate right now. Plus, I have a book that's on pre-order that's supposed to come out on October 1st called The Girl in 214. It's one of my horror novels. So, yeah, the freelance writer's life can be very, very busy, but I wouldn't have it any other way. So I hope you'll join me next week. And until then, hope you have a great week, and I'll see you then. Bye.